This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
This is a fascinating story, and it's a fascinating story how people who follow God can be deceived. How they can be conned, how they can believe a lie. And what happens is this. Moses in Deuteronomy had given strict instructions, don't make any treaties with the people of Canaan. Don't make any deals with them. Don't make any agreements. Don't sign anything. You know, don't sign up for a credit card. Don't do anything with these people. And of course, I'm exaggerating to make a point, but the point was don't have any negotiations with the people there. Drive them out of the land. But Moses did say, and so that helps you understand or answers a question, he did say you can make treaties with people who are far away. You can negotiate with those people. So Gibeon, the people of Gibeon, knew this. So they pretend with this ruse, this trick, they have old clothes, old sandals, old moldy bread, wineskins that are cracked and mended, and they come in to Joshua and his leadership and say, we're from a far distant country. Make a treaty with us so that we can live in peace under you. And you know what? Joshua and his leaders bought the ruse. And they swore an oath that they would not kill these people. They would not punish these people. And so they were able to stay in the land because an oath was made to them under a deception. I want to talk about several details of this story before I get into the 3 points I want to share. They resorted to a ruse, verse 4. Have you ever been the victim of a ruse? I have. I remember telling you that one of the big deceptions in my life was when I worked at a gas station in Hammond, Indiana. And a man came in and he was holding a gold watch and he said, Randy, I talked to Jim, the manager of the station, on the phone, and he said, you would give me $20 and you will hold my watch till Friday so I can make an insurance premium payment. I said, sure, here's $20, and took his watch. The watch was worth about a dollar. And it wasn't until he pulled out of the gas station and I saw the out-of-state plates, I knew that I had been tricked. I had been deceived by a ruse. I remember helping a couple years ago who came to the church with out-of-state plates and Tennessee plates, to be honest with you, and they had a little baby with them, and they said, we are in had financial difficulty. We need money for the baby, and we haven't eaten, and I gave them money right out of my own pocket, helped them, and felt guilty for doing it, but I wrote down the license number as they left. And some of you have heard this story before. I called the local police chief, gave him the license number, felt terrible guilt, like, why are you doing this? And he called back and said, well, you just helped a car thief. That couple is wanted in the state by Tennessee State Police for stealing a car. Once again, I had been taken into a ruse, a deception. But let me tell you something. Those are nothing. Those deceptions are nothing compared to when a man or woman or young person is deceived spiritually. Deception is out there all the time. We are deceived into believing in all kinds of things. You can turn on programs that deal with witchcraft, consulting mediums. And it's interesting what the Bible has to say about that. Isaiah 8:19 says, when men tell you to consult mediums and spiritualists who whisper and mutter, should not a people inquire of their God? Why consult the dead on behalf of the living? If you're ever encouraged to do something that involves witchcraft, remember the words of Isaiah. Why consult the dead about the living?
Well, this message from the 9th chapter of Joshua continues tomorrow on Sirius XM Channel 131.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.